WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Checking the facts. Debate arrests. I'm Elliot Francis. The fact checkers are hard at work this morning following last night's first candidate debate at Hofstra University in New York. Of Costantini reports.
One highlight moment, when Clinton questioned if Trump had paid any taxes, the businessman again ruled out releasing his tax returns while under audit and suggested everything voters need to know is in financial disclosure forms.
The income is filed at $694 million for this past year.
PolitiFact, the site that did extensive fact-checking last night, calls that false, that the federal candidate disclosure forms show nowhere near what a tax return would, and Trump talked of his income, not whether he paid any taxes. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Nearly two dozen people are facing charges for a disturbance near the presidential debate Monday. 23 people were charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing governmental administration prior to the debate. Police say they were arrested after blocking access for people who had credentials. I'm Elliot Francis. An unusual gunman opened fire outside a strip mall in Houston Monday, sending nine people to the hospital. Alan Skyer reports.
Houston police say the suspect was a lawyer who was having issues at his firm. Chief Martha Montavo says the suspect started shooting at cars as they drove by. Officers shot and killed the suspect.
When something like this happens, I don't know if you can ever say you're 100% prepared. So what we hope is that with the training that we give our officers, that training kicks in.
She says the bomb squad responded and found more weapons in his car.
We have secured safe the deceased body. We are now working on the vehicle, and then we will work on the apartment.
One victim's in critical condition. Three others were treated and released. I'm Alan Skaya.
The ACLU is representing the man accused of setting off bombs in New York and New Jersey, injuring 31 people. A lawyer for the organization's New Jersey chapter entered a notice of appearance in Ahmad Rahami's case in federal court in Newark Monday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 7 weeks after the Flower Branch Apartments explosion and fire in Silver Spring that killed seven people, the Montgomery County Council today will get an update on how the survivors who were displaced are doing.
Those that lost everything are slowly getting back on their feet.
Many of them have already been relocated to other units.
But the psychological trauma remains, says CASA's Alma Coover, TA. She wants to make sure the council knows this wasn't necessarily a unique situation.
We believe that the conditions that led to this explosion are actually pervasive in many apartments in the county.
Mold, vermin, gas leaks, broken floorboards, and complaints that fall on deaf ears all too often, she says.
I hope that they are looking at the big picture, that they are not looking this as an isolated incident.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More than 2 years since little Sarah and Jacob Hoggle were last seen in Gaithersburg. Their mother today is scheduled to go before a judge for another mental competency hearing. Catherine Hoggle's lawyer is David Felsen.
If they believe that she is competent, they're obligated to report that to the court. I assume that the court will then set a hearing relatively quickly, and we'll be back in court to set a trial date.
But each time Hoggle has had a competency hearing up till now, a judge has found her not to be competent to stand trial. Absentee voting is now underway in Virginia. Cameron Glenn Sassnett is general registrar in Fairfax County.
You're seeing a lot of dedicated voters on both sides coming out and making sure that they get their ballot counted because they will not be here on election day or they'll be unavailable. So they're taking advantage of getting their absentee ballot in.
Sassnett says in Fairfax County, they had 424 people come in to vote absentee in person on the first day. That's more than double the first day total 4 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,095, the NASDAQ at 5,257. Sports, the Nats lose as Wilson Ramos leaves the game with a knee injury. The O's are idle. They're in Toronto tonight. Monday Night Football, the Falcons beat the Saints, and Redskins safety D'Angelo Hall will miss the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his right knee. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a business-preferred network dealer trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can build your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the largest selection of commercial trucks and vans in any size or configuration. From the new 2016 Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups
to the really big boys, like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early on here, everybody heading out. Watch for the wet pavement and the road spray. Starting off a little bit busy in Virginia. 395 northbound, just before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. Crash just reported it along the left side. Now, crews have been dealing with a couple of problems. Southbound on I-95. This is the opposite flow of the commute, but watch. Southbound 95 before you get to 234. That's where the tractor trailer incident. Then beyond again before you get to 610 for our second southbound problem. Now northbound 95 pushing into Triangle before you get to 619. That's where we have a new incident that just popped up. So three overall, two southbound, one northbound into Triangle. 66 for now. I don't have anything reported. 270, same story out of Frederick and down to the Beltway with travel lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain will come to an end. Before it does, we might hear some rumbles of thunder, and hopefully we'll see some breaks of sunshine for the afternoon. We'll get up to 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60, but tomorrow, showers for the morning. Thunderstorms develop for the afternoon, high 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Herndon, 64 in Germantown, 67 degrees in Washington. One of the first post-debate polls hands a decisive debate win to Hillary Clinton, but it's worth noting that Mitt Romney won by similar margins in 2012. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, it's 5:07. You're listening to WMAL as we begin our post-debate coverage here on Mornings on the Mall. You'll hear it first, and you'll hear it all day. Coming up later this morning, 7:05, Joe Concha, he's the media reporter for The Hill, to give a grade on how the moderator did and also how the media reacted. 7:35, Larry Kudlow will give us his take. And at 8:05, constitutional lawyer and commentator Alan Dershowitz will give us his take on the debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, great debate number one is in the history books. It's over, and I know that many of you stayed up last night and watched every minute of it, and so we're not going to waste a lot of time here this morning. We want to get right to it. We want to know who you think won and who do you think lost. I'd like to know what you think the highlights and the lowlights of the whole thing were, your overall impressions. 1-888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-WMAL. Get on the line right now and start giving us your assessment of it. I want to know who won, who lost, your assessment of the debate as a whole. What did you like? What did you dislike? The phone lines are open and the soapbox is there for you, so jump on it and let us know what you thought. And Larry, we're going to be playing sound throughout the day of this, but let me just give you my overall impressions of it. It was compelling stuff. I mean, it was a compelling debate. You couldn't take your eyes off the screen for a moment, and that was all good and fine. In the grand scheme of things, though, just taking the 30,000-foot view as you step back at the end of it all, I don't think that the needle was moved very much by this. I think it was pretty much a draw. That's not to say it wasn't interesting. That's not to say it wasn't compelling. But in the grand scheme of things, I think nobody who particularly liked Donald Trump heard something that was likely going to change his or her mind, and the same is true of Hillary Clinton. If you liked Hillary Clinton, you're probably not going to change your mind as a result of that. I don't see anything that was a knockout punch. I think there were some tremendous missed opportunities on the part of Donald Trump. If you want to rate it as a classic debate, I think you would have to say that Hillary Clinton won it on debating points. She's a more practiced debater than he is, and I don't think that was a surprise. I think that was baked into the expectation cake going in, that she was going to be a better technical debater than he was. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't see the needle move very much. I wish Donald Trump had taken some advantage of some really wonderful opportunities. Let me just give you two right off the top of my head. There was a moment during the debate in which Hillary Clinton said of Donald Trump, he's hiding something. And I went, oh, man, queued up. I mean, that's a softball if I ever saw one, because he could have gone, well, let's talk about somebody who hides something. You're the queen of hiding something. You know, what about the 30,000 emails? What about what happens at the Clinton Foundation? Why is it that so many people who work for you are now asking for grants of immunity or pleading the fifth? And you want to talk about hiding something? Wonderful opportunity to completely missed. And then later in the debate, when the topic turned to cybersecurity, Lester Holt said, we're going to talk about cybersecurity. I said, oh, man, you could drive a truck through that opening. There's an opening there that Donald Trump could have, you know, completely hammered and maybe even had that big knockout punch of the evening, and he missed it. I mean, and you're talking about cybersecurity and you don't talk about her lack of security for national secrets, her email server, her, 30,000 deleted emails, and her callous way of dealing with classified materials. I thought that was an opportunity that I was just shocked. It was an opening you could have driven a truck through, and he just missed it. And I wish he had taken advantage of that. But overall, big picture, I don't think that there's a whole lot here that changes a lot of people's minds. I think if you liked Donald, you're going to stick with Donald. If you liked Hillary, you're probably going to stick with Hillary, and no real big knockout punches, but still a lot of stuff to digest and to discuss this morning.
Well, that's probably true, Brian, but I don't think that the real story is going to be based on people who are already for Hillary or Donald. The real story here and who the candidates are trying to reach are the people who haven't decided yet.
You know, I think you may be right. Can I just stop you for a second? Because I think you may be right there. But I don't know how many of those people there really are. I mean, how many people in America right now really do have no opinion about who they're going to vote for? I mean, we look at the polls and we are told that people have strong opinions one way or the other, and very few people are undecided. So I'm not sure that there were that many people to be convinced. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying people. All right. Let me just sort of explain. I'm not talking about people who have no opinion. I don't think there's anyone in America who has no opinion. I'm talking about
persuadables.
People who are undecided. I mean, if you're looking at that, just because you're undecided doesn't mean you don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. They just haven't committed. They haven't said, "Yep, that's who I'm going to vote for." I think that there is probably 10 to 15% of the American public, based on the polls that I've looked at, who are, even if they're leaning one way, they're not fully committed. That's why you see so much volatility in some of these states. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? Didn't we see some states go from being 10 points in one direction to going in the other direction? And yeah, you've got people who lean one way or the other, and
not to get off in the weeds, but I think some of that was about the health scare. I think a lot of people really became concerned after they saw her stumble there at Ground Zero, but go ahead.
So there were a lot of focus groups yesterday after the debate, mm-hmm, and a lot of them who were supposedly screened as people who hadn't made up an opinion all seemed to go Hillary Clinton's way. CNN and CBS, Frank Lutz, I think, was over on CBS. He does his focus groups afterwards, and they all said, yeah, Hillary won, and I'm now leaning toward Hillary. I think that if you just saw bits and pieces, especially if you saw the back half of it, you think Hillary Clinton won. Now, I think that the way television viewing habits on these debates often go is that people tune in for the first half hour, and that's it. If that's the case, you probably think Donald Trump won, because he had a very strong opening.
Yeah, I did.
Ultimately, though, I think if you're just looking at the debate, I think Hillary Clinton did do the better job as a debater. Whether that translates into votes or not, I'm not sure, because she certainly didn't do anything to address the two major concerns about her, and that is, number one, she's unlikable, and number two, she's untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. You can't in 90 minutes make somebody trust you if you've got 30 years of experience making people not trust you.
I agree, that's right.
And the same thing with likability. I don't think she came across very likable. I think she came across as sort of calculated, as robotic, as rehearsed, mm-hmm, and as smug. When she, you know, it's very important what the camera shows when you're not talking, and she had a smirk on her face that I think was not very appealing to people who are already inclined or maybe on the fence about whether they like her or not. So I don't think that helped her a lot. There are a lot of audio bites I know that you want to get to, so let's get to them. But I do think that in the long run, the bigger story last night, in my perspective, is the moderator. I think that Lester Holt was absolutely
biased and unfair and did not do what a moderator's job is supposed to be. He did his, he learned the Matt Lauer lesson. But we're going to talk about that at the bottom of this hour. We're going to specifically lay into the moderator's performance. But I just want to let you know on the record that I think that he was a major problem last night.
I think, and we're going to have a lot to say about that as the morning progresses. Well, listen, the phone lines are open right now. 1-888-630-9625. I see some people already calling in who want to express their opinion about what they saw last night with your own eyes. Give us your thoughts. 888-630-WMAL. Right now, it's 515 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Good morning. We have wet pavement road spray, so that means as you head out and about, even this early, please just take your time, allow extra time. Have a couple of problems in Virginia. 395 northbound. Before you get to the 14th Street Bridge near Boundary Channel crash, it looks like they have stopped the two left lanes. So heading north out of Shirlington, get over to the right as you head past the Pentagon toward the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound 95, crews are still dealing with the accident southbound near Quantico with the jackknife tractor trailer. Northbound now heading into Triangle, they're trying to put an incident to the shoulders. Like I said, it's busy here early on with this wet pavement. Well, let's get you around the Beltway. That looks good, Maryland and Virginia. And in southeast D.C., Alabama Avenue between 42nd and 41st Street, accident investigation with that stretch blocked. And now from GarageWillRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have a lot of rain this morning, but it will end eventually. We'll see some sunshine this afternoon, a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Then tomorrow, more rain. In the morning, thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 75. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 74. Friday, chance of showers, 75. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
I will bring back jobs. You can't bring back jobs.
Well, actually, I have thought about this quite a bit.
Yeah, for 30 years.
I have, not quite that long. I think my husband did a pretty good job in the 1990s. I think a lot about what worked and how we can make it work again.
Well, he approved
a million new jobs,
he approved
a balanced budget.
Which is the single worst trade deal ever approved in this country.
And that was just a little sample of how they were mixing it up early in the debate when they were talking about trade, which I think was one of Donald Trump's strong points during the debate. But what did you think? We want to open up the final lines and let you know, express yourself. What did you think about the debate you saw last night? To the phone lines we go. Mike and Bristow, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think Hillary won on substance, but I think Trump won overall because he proved on stage that he could hang with someone who's been around the political establishment for more than 35 years. I agree with you, some areas that he could have gone after her, whether it be the deplorables comment or taxes comment or let me see your Wall Street speeches and then I'll release my taxes. There were areas that he just did not attack that he could have done so and stayed above par.
Yeah, but you say that the expectations were low, and so that probably worked in his favor. Is that your sense of it?
I think so, and I think Hillary's team did a good job of lowering expectations to set the bar so low that she would look like she raised it higher during the debate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations gave you. Yeah, go ahead. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah,
for your call.
I do like that spot that you just played, though, that cut where she was asked to defend her regular. You know, Donald Trump says, you know, how are you going to tell us how you're going to make the economy better and how you're going to make the economy stronger when you've been doing this for 30 years and you've done nothing? And her response to defend her record and to explain what she's going to do based on her experience is to say that her husband did a pretty good job. That's a pretty telling moment, I think, when that's the best she's got to fall back on.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. How about Jerry in Hagerstown? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is she can't run on our record. If you watched the debate last night, guys, all she did was take cheap shot after cheap shot. She laid out no plan. She can't run on Obama's failed policies. She can't run on her own policies because she doesn't have any except tax the rich. That's all she had, and slam Wall Street, which she's a hypocrite on. I think Trump needs to what he needs to do in the next debate is just point out all our flaws. The fact that she takes money from countries who execute people for being gay. The fact that she's lied consistently about her emails. The fact that the Benghazi parents sitting right in the front row. Now, why don't you tell them the truth right now. Mm. He's got to put her on the spot. She came across, like you guys said, she was very smug. She was very, she's not likable. She could sit up in 90 minutes, she could tell us the best economic plan in the world, which she doesn't have, but she's not likable. Nobody likes this woman. And that's what I saw.
Yeah, well, listen, and maybe that's enough for, you know, for the votes to come Trump's way, Jerry. I mean, whatever Trump's strategy was last night, and he was definitely on defense, and Hillary's strategy was definitely to, as you put it, not talk about her own record or her own ideas, but to attack Donald Trump on a personal level and to attack his policies. It may have, in fact, even if it may, you know, look like she won the debate on fact, substance, and preparation, she may lose votes because of the way she comes across in doing that. It's very possible.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Style is something that you have to consider here.
That's what happened 4 years ago. I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. If facts and preparation and being right on the issues is what gives somebody the presidency, then Mitt Romney would be running for his second term right now.
Right.
Mitt Romney was right on just about everything 4 years ago in the debates, but people just liked Barack Obama better.
Yeah, there is something about that. I mean, style is important as is substance in these debates, and you know, that is very much something that people consider when they make a decision about who they're going to support. You know, very quickly, let's go to Joe in Germantown. Joe, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Larry.
I found that Trump proved that he needed a moderator. He had a weak one, and he kept interrupting Clinton almost menacingly, I thought, in the beginning. And he proved that he was sarcastic, immature, in a sense, and that this is his style, and if that's what you like in a candidate, you're going to love Trump.
All right.
I think he's very unlikable himself.
I want to go back to something you said there. You thought that the moderator was weak, and is that your sense of it?
Yeah, I mean, they could not do a Lincoln-Douglas debate because Trump would never let her speak, and she could not stop that. That's Trump's style. So, you know, my sense is this is going to be a non-substance set of debates all the way up to the end, where he keeps saying, what about this? And maybe in the second and third debate, it'll be all about Bill Clinton's affairs, which I couldn't care less about.
Yeah, well, let's not project into the future, because we don't know what's going
to
be.
I mean, it's good to know that you couldn't care less about Bill Clinton's affairs, but could you care less about Donald Trump's position on Barack Obama's birth certificate?
At the time, I knew he was ridiculous and stuff, and I was laughing.
I mean, right now, is it part of your decision to be on who's going to be the next president?
No, it is.
Yeah, well, we spent about half an hour on that last night.
You're absolutely right.
So if we spent half an hour on the birth certificate, maybe we should talk about Bill Clinton's affairs.
Phone lines are open right now, 888-630-9625. You watched it. We want to know what you think. Give us your sense of it, 888-630-WMAL. It's now 522.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, north on 395. That's where I'm still watching this accident with a lot of fire and rescue units on the scene. I stopped everyone for a few moments, but again, two right lanes getting by. 395 northbound at Boundary Channel. This is before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. In fact, it's just one right lane again. That's just getting by the scene of this crash. Looks like several vehicles that are involved. On southbound 95, crews have been dealing with the jackknife tractor trailer southbound in the Quantico area. Northbound crash in Triangle, they were trying to put that to the shoulder. Did I mention that we have wet pavement? We have a lot going on early here. We have 66 as you head westbound past 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, car off the roadway. 270's been calm. I have nothing reported currently on the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain will come to an end. Before it does, we might hear some rumbles of thunder, and hopefully we'll see some breaks of sunshine for the afternoon. We'll get up to 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60, but tomorrow, showers for the morning, thunderstorms develop for the afternoon, high 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
He also raised the issue of your emails. Do you want to respond to that?
I do. You know, I made a mistake using a private email.
That's for sure.
And if I had to do it over again, I would obviously do it differently. But I'm not going to make any excuses. It was a mistake, and I take responsibility for that.
Mr. Trump?
That was more than a mistake. That was done purposely. Okay, that was not a mistake. That was done purposely. When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth, when you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the Fifth, I think it's disgraceful. And believe me, this country thinks it's disgraceful also.
That was probably one of the better moments for Donald Trump last night when the discussion turned to emails. Another opportunity to discuss that later, I think, was missed by Donald Trump. But that was a pretty good moment. What do you think about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Nancy in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have a couple comments. I think the moderator purposefully allowed Trump to interrupt Hillary Clinton whenever he felt like it. I think it was part of the overall grand strategy for them, the way that their thinking is, for him to just be himself and to trip all over himself. So I thought he was very weak. He wasn't able to stop anybody who went overboard on time.
But let me ask you a question about that, Nancy. Was that your instinct before? I mean, were you someone who was inclined to like Donald Trump or not like Donald Trump?
No, I do like Donald Trump, and I'm voting for him. So I think he would have actually helped Donald Trump if he would have been able to just remind him, Mr. Trump,
wait,
please don't erupt or say something.
Hold on. Nancy, how can it be Lester Holt's fault that Donald Trump kept interrupting Hillary Clinton? You're saying that listen, I've got plenty to say about Lester Holt.
Yeah, which
you're
going to
hear about it in about 5 minutes here. But one of my complaints is, I mean, I'm sorry, we can't blame Lester Holt because Donald Trump was Donald Trump.
No, I'm not blaming Lester Holt, but what I'm saying is he was being weak and not even reminding the candidates. I mean, maybe he said it once or twice, you're over your 2 minutes. But he just let both candidates and Trump just walk all over him, moderating the debate.
Yeah, I see.
I think it would have been a little bit more structured if Lester had reminded him been a little bit stronger on that.
It sounded to me like you were saying that it was his strategy to let Trump interrupt Hillary. All right. Thanks for your comment on that.
Yeah, we're going to be talking more about the moderator's role, all of that, right after the news break here in just a few moments. Right now, it is 5:29.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up in just a moment, how did the moderator do? A lot of criticism being aimed at Lester Holt for his performance last night. We'll go into that. Larry has some very strong feelings about it as well. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. One down, two to go. The first Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton debate is in the books, and the jabs came from both candidates last night.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not?
The highly anticipated duel between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton began with an exchanging of pleasantries. But it didn't take long for the gloves to come off.
The kind of plan that Donald has put forth would be trickle-down economics all over again. I call it trumped-up trickle-down.
NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country. And now you want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly reporting a post-debate CNN ORC poll gave the win to Clinton 62-27%. And with debate number one over, the candidates are back to campaigning today. Donald Trump is in Florida, Hillary Clinton in North Carolina. Charlotte residents who've been protesting last week's fatal police shooting of a black man say they want the mayor, the police chief, and city council members to resign. Residents told leaders at last night's city council meeting in Charlotte that police officers have not been accountable and civilian leaders have failed to force change. The Montgomery County Council gets an update today on the aftermath of the Silver Spring apartment building explosion and fire 7 weeks ago. Alma Cavartier with CASA says the conditions that led to the tragedy are pervasive in many apartments in Montgomery County.
Bad living conditions, from mold to vermin to gas leaks to broken floorboards. You can see that in those units and other units in the county.
The August 10th gas explosion killed 7 people and left dozens more without a home or any belongings. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,095, the Nasdaq at 5,257. Sports, Wilson Ramos leaves the game with a knee injury as the Nats fall to Arizona. The O's have the night off. They're in Toronto tonight. Monday Night Football, the Falcons win, and Redskins safety D'Angelo Hall out the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his knee. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a sloppy morning commute, that means extra time needed for everyone. We have the rain and the road spray. Accidents popped up early. Virginia 395 northbound, really struggling here trying to get out of Shirlington toward the 14th Street Bridge. Only one lane open, right as you pass Boundary Channel Drive. Stay to the far right. Also causes a tough merge as you're trying to get on to 395 in that stretch. Everybody trying to share the road. Again, that's northbound 395 near Boundary Channel. On 95 northbound, the volume in Aquia, earlier crash in Triangle gone. Now the volume into Woodbridge. Southbound 95, keep alert. Still dealing with a tractor-trailer accident in the Conoco area. That's before you get to 610. A right side is blocked. And on 66, the crash westbound. Looks like most of that activity in the median causing an eastbound slowdown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain comes to an end. Before it does, we may hear some rumbles of thunder and hopefully we'll see some peaks of sunshine. For the afternoon, 76 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60. Tomorrow, early showers. Thunderstorms develop for the afternoon, high 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 64 in Kensington, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to talk about how the debate went last night with the Hill's media reporter, Joe Concha. At 7:35, it's Larry Kudlow. At 8:05, Alan Dershowitz. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
Do you think Lester Holt was a fair and honest player last night? Do you think he was a good umpire who played it right down the middle? Do you think that he was completely unbiased? Of course, he's... doesn't have any political biases. He's a journalist and anchor for a network news organization. So clearly he has no political bias. He is completely 100% fair and down the middle. But was that your impression last night of Lester Holt's performance? Or do you think maybe he sided one way or the other? How do you think the moderator did? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Brian, I was really looking forward to seeing Donald Trump engaged in a one-on-one debate. And sadly, I guess I'm going to have to wait another day because this was a two-on-one debate. Lester Holt absolutely took the initiative and not only swayed this entire evening in Hillary Clinton's direction, but it wasn't even transparent. It's not just about the questions he asked, but it's also the questions he didn't ask. First of all, on the questions that he asked, Donald Trump was asked to defend not releasing his tax returns. Donald Trump was asked to elaborate more on the entire birther question. And by the way, the birther issue took up, I believe, 20 to 30 minutes of last night's debate. And one has to step back for a moment and think, how does this affect everyday, ordinary Americans? How does this make a difference in the lives of people in this country who are making a decision on who their next president should be? Is the birther issue really the important one? He was also asked about his whether he flip-flopped or not on the Iraq war, which is certainly the Matt Lauer lesson that was learned over the last couple of weeks with Hillary Clinton's team putting pressure on the moderators to not fall for Donald Trump's talking points. We engaged in a debate back and forth about Donald Trump's original position on the Iraq war. Hillary Clinton was never asked to defend her position on the Iraq war. And here's the funny thing about that. Donald Trump was a building owner at the time of the Iraq war. He didn't have any confidential, top secret, classified information about what was going on in Iraq at the time. Hillary Clinton was the senator from New York. She had all of the facts at her disposal, and she supported the Iraq war, if support for the Iraq war is really a problem with anybody. So it's fascinating to me, not only that Lester Holt had Donald Trump have to be in a defensive mode and respond to all of those things, but all of the questions that weren't asked. Why are we talking about Donald Trump's tax returns, but we're not talking about the Clinton Foundation? Yeah. Why are we talking about Donald Trump's position on birtherism, but we're not talking about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server? Or what about her role in Benghazi? Why are we asking Donald Trump to defend his comments about Hillary Clinton because she's a woman? He actually started a question last night saying, Mr. Trump, last month, Hillary Clinton became the first woman ever nominated by a major party to be president of the United States. That was the preface of the question. It was ridiculous. And yet we never asked Hillary Clinton about her role in Benghazi. And I don't know, maybe it's me, but I think that that's a relevant question for people choosing the next commander in chief. I thought he was a disaster, and it's another reason why we don't even need moderators. We don't need moderators in these debates. Every question should be brought up by the candidate themselves and then let them have a free-for-all, because honestly, it pretty much was a free-for-all last night anyway. The only difference is the questions and the premises and the narratives that they were talking about were all set up by Lester Holt with his political bias.
Yeah, I will say that I don't disagree too much with what you've said there. I thought that his real failure as a moderator, his biggest failure was, you're supposed to be a timekeeper. You're supposed to keep things moving along, and he didn't do that very well. And as you said, spent way too much time talking about the birtherism issue, which I don't think impacts anybody's life in a great way. They spent a tremendous amount of time on the issue of stop and frisk, way more than we needed to have any conversation about that. The back and forth went on and on and on and on. And I think as a moderator, one of your jobs is to just be strong and say, I'm sorry, I think we've explored that. Let's move on. There are other things we need to do. All that said, I mean, the topics that were brought to the table by Lester Holt, I think your criticism is very fair. That being said, why didn't Donald Trump then turn it and pivot? Because each one of those gave him an opportunity to talk about things that he wanted to talk about. And I think, again, that was a missed opportunity. He could have easily turned the corner on any of those and turned it back on her. You ask, why didn't you talk about the Clinton Foundation? Well, there were many opportunities there where you could have pivoted and said, well, look, you asked me about, my business dealings. Well, let's talk about her business dealings. And that would have been a perfect way to get into all of the stuff about the Clinton Foundation. There were opportunities there. And look, I grant you that I don't think that the number of questions that were asked were fair and balanced. But I also grant you that, going in, you should have known that and had a strategy to turn it in the direction that you want to talk about. The pivot is so important in these kind of things. And he didn't seem to be capable of turning those corners when they needed to be turned.
Yeah, he should have been able to be a lot better at debating two people at the same time. You're right.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying opportunities were there in each of those cases for him to turn the corner and go another direction and control the debate. And a more practiced debater would have done that.
Well, let me explain one of the problems here, because Lester Holt did jump in at a moment when he did do that. The first time Hillary Clinton's emails were ever brought up was when Donald Trump said this. It was in response to his tax returns. And listen to what Lester Holt does.
As soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns.
Sorry, I just want to point out, he's saying as soon as she releases her 30,000 emails that she deleted, I'll release my tax returns.
As soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns. And that's against my lawyers. They say, don't do it. I will tell you this. No, in fact, watching shows, reading the papers, almost every lawyer says, you don't release your returns until the audit's complete. When the audit's complete, I'll do it. But I would go against them if she releases her.
So it's negotiable?
It's not negotiable. No, let her release the email. Why did she delete 33,000?
Well, I'll let her ask that, but let me just admonish the audience one more time. There was.
Oh, it got cut off. But he turns and admonishes the audience and tells them not to cheer. So Donald Trump says, I'll release them when you release your emails. The crowd reacts, and Lester Holt's response is to chastise the audience for cheering. Did you ever hear Lester Holt chastise the audience again the rest of the evening? No, you didn't. The rest of the time when the crowd cheered, they were cheering Hillary Clinton. And he never pivoted in his chair and admonished the crowd for cheering Hillary Clinton on. It's 5:44 on WMAO.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we have early problems here. We have the road spray, wet pavement, so definitely knew that was going to be an issue. 395 crash is northbound. Before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, Boundary Channel, still need to stay right to get by. Had a fender bender in the backup. They're trying to put that to the shoulder, so just take it easy. Once you get across the 14th Street Bridge, you're good onto the freeway. Freeway each direction toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Nothing reported here early on, so we like that. Now, 66 had the accident westbound. It was in the median, causing eastbound delays. Looks like we may have an eastbound incident there, too. So a little confusing for our 66 commuters in the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, trying to get up toward the Beltway past Dower House Road, crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain comes to an end. Before it does, we may hear some rumbles of thunder, and hopefully we'll see some peaks of sunshine for the afternoon. 76 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60. Tomorrow, early showers. Thunderstorms develop for the afternoon, high 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, you know what? Coming up on Saturday, October 1st, over at the Birchmere, we're going to be having the WMAL Free Speech Forum, and there are just 50 tickets left, or actually fewer less than 50, I think. So you need to go and grab them up now if you're interested in coming. What is the Free Speech Forum? Well, it's going to be a thing at the Birchmere. You know, you go at 6 o'clock, the doors open, you go in, you have some drinks, you have some dinner, and at 7:30, I'll come out, Larry will come out, Chris Plant will come out, and then the great one, Mark Levin, will come out. You have to play that, I guess, you know, whenever you say his name, because that's his walk-on music. It's required.
You know, you make it sound like Levin has asked us to do that.
No, I'm not.
Let's just be clear.
I think most people are pretty
clear. We do not have to play that.
I'm joking.
We enjoy playing this music.
All right, so there you have that. And it's a good time. Look, we're going to talk about the issues of the day. No doubt we'll talk some about politics, but about life in general. Whatever comes up, you'll get to submit questions, and we'll answer them. There may be some witty banter. It happens occasionally.
I am preparing like Hillary Clinton for the Birchmere.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, yes. I'm going to have all of my notes, and I'm going to have a little earpiece so that my whole team of people in the other room can give me cues and give me talking
points.
Will
you have fact-checkers?
Website. I'm going to be fact-checking everything that happens at the Birchmere. Now, I'm told that the moderators that evening, Heather Hunter, our executive producer, and Michael Piercy, who is so in the tank for Chris Plant, they will not be engaged in fact-checking. They're just going to let us talk. But I will have a team of people working on my homepage.
Yeah.
to be able to correct everything that is said at the Birchman.
Yeah, so anyway, if you want to get more about it, just go to WML.com. They have details there on our website about how you can get tickets. And again, I want to make a mention here that there are roughly 50 tickets left. So if you want to get it, it's going to be standing room only if you don't act pretty quickly. October 1st at the Birchmere, the free speech forum. A good time will be had by all. Again, let me just in case you don't know, the Birchmere is a dinner venue. I mean, you go and the idea is you get there early and you get a good seat. By the way, seats come first, come first serve. So, you know, you want to get there early, get inside, get your meal, get your drinks, sit down and enjoy a nice meal with, you know, those people that you decide to come with. And then the show will start at 7:30. And then if that weren't enough, at 9 o'clock, when the whole thing is wrapped up, we're going to come out. We're going to meet and greet and schmooze and rub elbows and have a good time. And if for some reason your question didn't get asked, you know, we're going to sit there and we'll talk to you about it until the cows come home.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Until the cows come home is a really, really late evening. And I expect to do that because we don't have to wake up the next morning.
That's right. Next morning
is
Sunday.
This is not a school night, so we can be out there and we're going to have a great time. And by the way, I just want to point out the Birchmere has an incredible menu. Great chef over there. The food is fantastic. So this is a really wonderful evening. Sort of finish up your summer, launch into your fall there on October 1st, and hit that home stretch leading up to the presidential election 5 weeks from now. And by the way, I'm also studying up on all of my Kardashian. I know that there's always a question about the Kardashians.
Really? Yeah.
Every single time we do this, there's always a question about the Kardashians, and I get stumped. And so I'm doing a lot of studying there. I'm watching a lot of the back episodes there. Are you doing any studying or preparation?
You know, I'm taking the Donald Trump approach.
Are you?
I mean, I'm just going to think about issues perhaps in a grand way. I'm going to take the 30,000-point view. And when it comes time, I'm just going to sort of wing it. Yeah, I think that has worked well.
I think that's a good idea. You can rely on your natural talent and ability at these things.
Yeah, I can, if I need to, you know, buckle down and do a lot of, you know, mock debate preparations, as some people have. But I don't know who I would get to play you in the mock debates.
That is a good question. I don't know. Jerry Lewis is too old, right?
Hey, lady!
Any cast member from Will and Grace, I'm sure, will be able to step up and do that as well. Or the touring production of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I think it's a good idea for you to just go spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneity works well for me.
We're excited about the Birchmere. We hope to see you there. It's going to be a good time.
And remember, just 50 tickets left, so get out there and get your tickets today. 551 on WMAL.
Last Friday, another document dump, Hillary email documents from the FBI to a congressional committee. It turns out the FBI granted immunity deals to 5 people connected to Hillary Clinton, including 2 of her attorneys. Immunity was also granted to John Bentel, Director of Information Resources at the State Department under Hillary. He told Congress he knew nothing about her private server. That appears to be a lie. His subordinates testified that he told them the server was approved by the State Department and warned them to shut up about it. Now, the emails also revealed the IT guy Hillary hired to manage her private server joked about the Hillary cover-up operation. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook was asked about that by Jake Tapper on CNN Sunday, and he blamed the Republicans for leaking the information. And finally, we learned that President Obama used a pseudonym in some emails to Clinton that were flowing on her private server. Hillary's right-hand woman, Huma Abedin, was shocked when she discovered that Obama wrote a particular email and, according to the FBI, asked, "How is this not classified?" So we've got Obama using a fake name, a tech worker discussing the Clinton cover-up, a key figure lying to Congress, and immunity deals spread around like candy. Why? Well, obviously to protect Hillary and Obama. You see how this works? It was a fraud from the get-go.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't
couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a serious crash in Reston. So listen up if you're heading northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway and you're trying to get up to the toll road. So this accident south of the toll road, northbound Fairfax County Parkway blocked at Fox Mill Road. So some options for you if you're trying to push northbound and you normally use Fairfax County Parkway, maybe the Reston Parkway up to the toll road, or even 657 Centerville Road, and to push north. On the toll road, good, off the Greenway, and heading up toward the Capitol Beltway after a quiet start there. 66, everyone was bunched up a bit, heading past the crash, 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 395 north before the 14th Street Bridge at Boundary Channel. Accident cleanup continues along the left side, and on Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound Route 4 slows before the Beltway as you try to get past the crash north of Dower House Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain will come to an end. Before it does, we might hear some rumbles of thunder, and hopefully we'll see some breaks of sunshine for the afternoon. We'll get up to 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60, but tomorrow, showers for the morning. Thunderstorms develop for the afternoon, high 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system located looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Sign now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code RADIO to start your free trial.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Coming up on WMAL.
We've got plenty of highlights from last night's debate. You want to keep it right here.
That's right. I mean, was Donald Trump presidential looking? Did Hillary Clinton come across as likable? You rate the great debate straight ahead right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.